Welcome back to Dove Valley with Greg Caldwell, Andrew Mason. I'm Chris Hall. We're looking at the top storylines heading in to training camp. And this week, we're going to take a look at how the Broncos plan to replace the sacks that left town with Elvis Dumervil this past offseason. Broncos finished tied for first in the league in sacks last year, brought in Sean Phillips, drafted Sylvester Williams, Derek Wolfe, he's in his second year, brought in Terrence Knighton. There's a lot of bodies coming in. I guess, Gray, let's start with you. It's not going to be just one guy. Who's going to help replace that production?
Well, if you're talking about who's just going to step in at defensive end where Elvis lined up, right now it looks like it's going to be Robert Ayers. Looks like it's his chance to be the starter at that position. But, yeah, the production is not going to be one guy. Von Miller talked about it. He feels like he needs to step his game up, which would be tough. He was a runner-up for Defensive Player of the Year, but he still feels like he can get better. His line that I enjoyed, he said, look, if I step my game up 5%, if Derek Wolfe steps it up 5%, if Wesley Woodyard steps it up 5%, everybody, just that's how they'll add it up. That's how they'll get that production.
Mace, we'll see the push along the line really come to shape once camp starts. Are you looking at this more coming from the middle when you bring in a guy like Terrence Knight and you draft a guy like Sylvester Williams? Are they going to try and come back from the outside, Jack Del Rio back for another year? Schematically, will things change much?
Well, I don't think schematically things are going to change. I think he simply is going to have some more effective parts to use to do what he wants to do. Jack Del Rio loves to get that push from the inside. He loved that in Jacksonville. They made some high draft pick investments in defensive tackles there. They've done that here. Derek Wolfe was the top pick in the 2012 draft, and you know, he plays end in the base package, but for pass rush purposes, he's a defensive tackle. Then this year, again, another interior guy who can rush the passer. Sylvester Williams had six sacks, a lot of pressures at North Carolina last year. Pass rushing is his forte. And, you know, in the way offenses play today, a lot of quick passes, a lot of short drops, a lot of timing type stuff. If you're going to get to the quarterback, you've got to get to him quickly, which means you don't necessarily have time to get guys from the edge to the pass rusher, you know, unless you're in a situation where it's the end of the game, you know, teams are taking longer drops, wanting to get guys further downfield. You've got to get that pass rush quick, and the best way to get it is from the interior guys. You know, Derek Wolfe, he's a guy who he could end up with double-digit sacks. He had six last year. If he's in double digits, which I think is very possible, that shows you just how impressive he could become. And I think he can go even further from there.
Well, talking about Wolfe and increasing those sacks, Von Miller said he feels like he stole four, maybe five sacks from Derek last year, where Derek Wolfe was there, but Von got there a split second faster. So it's not too far off to think that he could be in double digits that quickly. And his coaches and teammates have said, Wolfe in particular, he's only his second year. He's already a leader in that defensive meeting room. He's already a guy that's stepped up, and he's vocal on the field. So we'll see if his production matches that.
Yeah, and whether it's Derek or Terrence or Sylvester or don't forget Kevin Vickerson, he was in there plenty last year and showed he can make that push. Jack Del Rio loves him. Camp is really when you can see how fast they can move the line if they want to against the Broncos. It's a great test to see how quickly you can get back there and be disruptive when the quarterback you're facing, you can't hit him, but the guy you are going against is Peyton Manning. You want to gauge where you are. Start there on trying to get back there and run by him as they do during drills that fans can see because they do it over there on the west field. You'll be able to see how quickly they can get there if they can slow down Peyton, make him shuffle, and then throw a different ball.
It's hard to imagine a better test for these guys, both inside and outside, than having to deal with Peyton Manning back there throwing passes. I mean, that's part of the advantage that these guys have here now that, you know, didn't exist before, is having that high level of competition every day. If you can get to Peyton Manning, as quickly as he gets the ball out, you can get to anybody.
Well, and talking about that, in OTAs, there's only so much that you can see from these linemen. They're not in pads, you know, everybody's in shorts, there's no contact. So finally getting them in pads, you can tell everybody's ready for that, but the linemen are probably more ready than anybody else. And speaking of the interior line, Kevin Vickerson said he's already been impressed with Sylvester Williams. I mean, he's looking forward to seeing him actually do it out there, but he said when he uses his hands correctly, he's already been dominant.
Yeah, big guys running around in underwear. That's what the offseason program pretty much is. Really get a gauge of how far they've all come and what they'll be ready for once camp gets going. With Greg Caldwell, Andrew Mason, I'm Chris Hall. Thanks so much for checking out this week's training camp storyline. Just a couple more left leading up to camp, and again, you'll find it every Friday on DenverBroncos.com.